Good morning, Paul Andrigo here. Just wanted to let you guys know that it has been, it's only the beginning of 2019, but it has been a phenomenal year so far for you guys, the smart ones who are out there working with me, looking at properties, putting in bids, just making your dreams happen. I'm so proud of each one of you. I officially wanted to announce that as of today, as of March the 7th, I have just crossed over the $5 million in offers prepared point for the year for me. So this to me is a big deal. Now this is a total amount of offers that I've prepared and dealt with on my listings. Some go through, some don't. It doesn't matter. The point is the activity that's there should tell you more than enough than that you need to know. There are properties right now where I've had clients bidding again in the very, very high numbers, in what I would call high numbers, in the high million mark, and even in those cases, there was multiple people bidding. So there is a situation going on right now where, again, because of the fact that it is still so much, the interest rates are still where they are, which is obviously helping, you know, people decide that this is the time. The absolute low amount of vacancy for rentals, and just the sheer low number of listings. So as I approach, and this is also a very huge, I think it's going to be a huge week for me. I believe I'm at 9,800 total plays for my podcast so far. So the 10,000 number is coming soon. I'm hoping it's possibly with this episode right here. Your listings are needed right across the city, right across Toronto, right across the GTA. I'm doing a massive, and I've got a bunch of these planned. My goal every year is to do at least one every weekend, so approximately 50 events. The next one that I'm planning is going to be a massive event for the Durham region area. So this is going to be all of you listening in Pickering, Ajax, Oshawa, Curtis, Whitby, all you guys there. You're going to have an event again. Just like the events I've been doing since 2013. So I'm in the sixth year of doing these. I'm going to have my ice cream cart there. I'm going to try to involve all of the local businesses. So yes, if that's you, you own a local business in one of these areas, you would be very wise to connect with me. There's going to be, again, just a massive amount of people. My events, very often I've got people lined up around the block basically to, line up for a treat once you stop by for the viewing. And then obviously one at a time, you get to go through, have a look at the property. And then of course, just enjoy part of, being part of the community. That's really what it comes down to. It's nice that I have a property for sale when I do this, but I would gladly do this. And I do actually do this for school fundraisers, for people's birthday parties. I've done it for clients of mine's birthday parties. I've brought the ice cream cart over and just, again, made it a really good time. Street appreciation events. I've done a number of those and they are fantastic. It's just such a great way. To me, there's nothing more community based than actually connecting with each one of you. So the one thing that I don't do, and this is every time I have a new listing, I go around and I do something called my digital door knocking. So I actually walk around every neighborhood that I'm in, sometimes for hours. I can spend 4 or 5 hours some days walking around, just, meeting the neighbors, saying hello to the people in the area, introducing myself. But I don't door, I will not knock on your door in the traditional sense where you hear the usual kind of thing. I don't do that. The reason I don't do that is it sort of goes back to the premise of your home is your castle. So for me, whether it's, again, just, whether I'm allowed to do it or not, that's not the point. So what I do is I drop off either a nice little flyer or a card just saying that I was in the area, and this is my digital door knock. So it's not something where you're disturbed during dinner or if you've got pets or kids that, anybody's been disturbed, because, again, I know what that's like. So, but if you do want information about this new property and, of course, the invitation to the big grand opening, then I leave a little just a link at the bottom where you guys can just click in. And I do that in every neighborhood. I've been doing that now for such a long time that it's just my second nature. It's just how it works for me. And it works brilliantly in terms of, again, getting the community together, basically just, again, connecting with people one-on-one. For me, it's just so much, and it's all sort of tied into my other goal, which is every month, my goal is if I help between 5 and 10 people move, whether it's buy, selling, or renting, doesn't matter to me. Well, if I help 5 to 10 people move, I'm able to provide 25 to 50 meals for the hungry and the homeless in those communities. So for me, this is almost like, way of a bigger deal for me than, any trophy that I've received over the years in real estate. Those are always from peers and people in the business, and it's always based on money. For me, the goal of giving out 500 or more meals to people who need them, to me, there's a much higher calling. I would much rather focus on building longer tables than higher walls. It just does not make sense. If you've got more than if you've got more success or more anything, than you need, it's really your duty to share that with others. And I've had people do that for me, by the way. I've had people who were just absolutely complete, millionaires, successful people, incredible business people do the same thing for me. And some of them are still doing it now. So one of those people that's on my team that helps me with, again, making sure that you guys get the best experience possible is Tara Stubbins, and she's part of a company called Take It Easy Concierge. So this is a person, I can basically say two things and pretty much I don't have to say anything else. Not only was she the official concierge for the Toronto International Film Festival last year, congratulations again, Tara, such a huge thing to accomplish. And on top of that, she's been the personal concierge for Mick Jagger. I'm a huge rock fan. I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan. I can't wait for the concert this summer. But more importantly than that, this is someone, and you're going to meet them. I'm going to reintroduce them to you soon because you really need to hear what they do. She will spend hours with you guys that are working with me. This is all part of the program. This is all, this is all part of the introduction. This is all part of the giving back. She does this so she can basically assist me in helping me reach my goals, which of course help a lot of other people too. So to me, those kind of people are the absolute, like just the diamonds, the absolute, just the best kind of people. And this is who I surround myself with, people like that, local businesses who also want to be part of my events. It's the same thing. So if you're, wanted to be part of it and wanted to be part of a giveaway and stuff like that, it literally could be like just a massive commercial for you, and literally just giving away, whether it's a coupon or a product or some services of yours, as an introduction. It's what a lot of other small businesses have done and have gone on to see incredible returns on that. Again, there's literally no time, and very often it's no cost, and sometimes you guys are doing it anyways. So rather than do it for free, when I get my program into place, and again, I'm helping local businesses in those areas, because for me, I'm absolutely 1,000% convinced that part of the community has a lot to do with the businesses in those community, because of course a lot of small business owners are homeowners and renters and everything else. So you guys are the ones who are supporting these communities. So for me, it only makes sense to align myself with the best of those. So if you're one of the best local businesses in Toronto, in the GTA, or if you're listening right now in the Durham region, I need to hear from you soon, because I've got an event planning that being planned in the next 2 weeks. That's just going to be massive. Probably, lineups around the block outside this house. Traffic, we may have traffic issues, but I hope we don't. Anyways, it's going to be a massive event, and I really can't wait to see all of you there. And thank you for each one of you who is part of the 10,000 total plays that I'm reaching for. And I'm hoping that happens this week, and hopefully going up to higher and higher goals from there. And that also means that all of you guys, if you are a small business that needs a boost, I would love to interview you as well. I'd love to know what you do, especially again, wherever I'm going to be for my next event. So if you're a Durham region business, and you know, you want to have the exposure that I have here, I'd love to hear your story, and you can, you know, again, in your own words, tell people why it's such a great area, and maybe a little bit about what you do. So thanks again for tuning in today. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.